and good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up tomorrow night at 6 p.m., it's the 10th annual Natchitoches NSU Multicultural Christmas, which will take place in Trine Auditorium on the campus of Louisiana School for the Math, Science, and the Arts, and the concert is a benefit for the Cane River Children's Services. And joining me now in our Noel Foundation studio is Shane Rasmussen, director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor at Northwest State University, along with Jennifer Carley, the CEO of Cane River Children's Services. Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
So give us an idea. This is a concert. Now, multicultural, I presume we're going to have music from around the world.
You know, I can't believe this is our 10th year. I had no idea. We started this because we wanted to just celebrate the season, and we wanted to invite the community to celebrate with us. And so, and over the years, we've had so many different kinds of folks. We've had a young man play his electric guitar, you know, to the Christmas song. We've had a South American group play their stringed instruments. We've had Native American groups sing in their native language. We've had African American choirs come in, and we've had Korean folks sing Korean songs, and there were exchange students and teachers, and they sang in Korean. And the spirit has just been wonderful because, you know, it doesn't matter what language, doesn't matter what culture, you're coming together to celebrate the best within the human spirit, that which is giving, that which is of the Christmas spirit, and it's also always been a benefit. And we are so grateful to help out Cane River Children's Services because they are such a spectacular, they do such wonderful work, they're a spectacular cause, and somehow they get by in this economy doing this on a wing and a prayer, and so we try to help them. And so this year, like you said, you know, we have folks from all around the community, and these folks, they're not getting paid to come and perform. They want to perform because they want to be part of something. And so they're coming out of the woodwork, so to speak, and that some of them are folks that you might not expect. For example, we have a really delightful group of folks that are going to be singing the Librarian's Night Before Christmas. They work at the Watson Library on NSU campus, and they also work in the Cammie G. Hint Research Center. And so they're going to be coming together singing the Librarian's so the Night Before Christmas. I've never heard it. I can't wait.
So they have their own version of the
their
night
own
version,
yes. And there's also, we have someone new to the concert. It's Reverend Eric Clemmie. He's been playing ukulele for 34 years. He's recorded several music albums. You know, and he's been in Natchitoches for about a year and a half now. He actually was over the Bethany Lutheran in Chicago. He's going to be playing some really great Christmas songs on his ukulele. And then he'll help out by providing the musical background as we traditionally end every concert with a group singing a Silent Night.
Uh-huh, okay.
So everyone comes together. And Sandy Neal, she works out at Fort St. John Baptiste. And she's going to be reading the Christmas story first, and then he'll lead us in the ukulele as we all sing. We stand and we sing Silent Night together. And you really see just a crosscut of the community as you see people from all walks of life there, and they're all celebrating the Christmas spirit. So it really is a neat experience, and it's free.
So what are some of the other performers that you're going to have?
Well, we have Juliana Handy. She is a soprano who's had the lead in several operas, including the Magic Flute. She's won several awards as a music educator and also as an artist and singer, and she is going to be singing O Holy Night. Mm-hmm. So that should be something that you will want to see for sure. The LSMSA Dance Ensemble and also the Chorale, these young students are just spectacular, and they performed last time, and so grateful they're able to perform again. Justin Cruz, he is someone who he came the last couple of years because he just loves to sing. I tell you, he gets on stage and he has this just exuberant joy about him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our concert is so full with so many people that wanted to perform that he's actually performing as people come in. So if you get there a little early, you can see Justin on the stage setting the mood with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and Away in a Manger. So these folks, they love doing this because this brings out the best within themselves and as a community. you know, also really important, we are blessed again to have the anointed to praise dancers and praise singers come in. And, you know, these are some of the children that are associated with Canaanite Children's Services. You know, they're away from their homes for the holidays. And so praise dance and song enables them to feel that Christmas cheer and to come together as a group and share that bond. Despite, you know, the loneliness it might feel, this gives them a way to feel connected.
And it also gives the community a chance to let them know they are connected.
You bet. You
as,
bet.
As a community, absolutely. As the audience. You'd be surprised what you can do with just your attitude of acceptance.
Yes.
Absolutely. And when you mention that, the connection, it's so important as human beings to be connected to one another. And we're so appreciative of the Folk Life Center and all those who want to connect with the children that we serve, with the families that we serve, and help provide us with the support we need to support the kids. And Shane, you mentioned something about a wing and a prayer. Mm-hmm. And how we've survived over the years. And that has been especially true since the recession of 2010 to 16. Mm-hmm. And we really took some hard hits as nonprofit organizations. And so we are looking for creative ways to meet the needs of the kids and the families that we serve. And so this is an awesome opportunity both for young people and those in the community to perform and come together and connect during the Christmas season, and also as a way to reach out to our community, those within the area of Natchitoches, those who connect to Red River Radio, mm-hmm. to just kind of talk about ways that we can connect during the Christmas season to be the person that makes a difference. It all started with a child in a stable.
Right.
You know, we serve those kids, and it takes one act of love to make mm-hmm. a difference. And so we were going to talk a little bit today about some of the ways that people can make a difference.
You know, one act of love can bridge an ocean of indifference if you just make
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. So do you have other groups that are performing?
Well, we've always asked if people wanted to do readings.
Mm.
And for some reason, we never had a lot of people that have wanted to do that. But Reagan Guillory is going to be reading to the children of the audience. She's going to bring them up, and she's going to read them The Cajun Night Before Christmas by James Rice. And she describes herself as a true-born and proud Cajun. And she's a student at NSU. And, you know, another student is Nikita Barnes, and she's going to be singing Blue Christmas and Jingle Bell Rock, and she's a great singer, and she's always wanted to perform.
So now, as usual, this is a benefit concert, and this year it's for the Cane River Children's Services. Jennifer, talk a little bit about what your organization does. What gives us the lowdown for those who aren't familiar?
Well, we've been here 40 years, and so this is our 40th anniversary. We've been celebrating all year, and our mission is to provide healing and hope for children and families through therapeutic supports in an effort to optimize their potential and build healthier family systems. So we do that in a variety of ways. We have grown over the years and expanded our services. We focus a lot on childhood trauma and trying to help children and their parents, their guardians, their families address some of those obstacles and overcome them. And so we have a residential program that focuses on helping kids in treatment to deal with that trauma. Then we have a transitional living program that helps foster children learn how to live on their own and become healthy young adults. We have a counseling center that helps with the community. And then about 5 years ago, we added a child advocacy program, which also provides free services for the community, child support groups, and reaches out, does bullying prevention in the schools and youth groups, and tries to create awareness about domestic violence and dating violence. So there's a whole lot of different services in our internal continuum of care that can meet children's needs at different points in their lives or different points in their recovery process. But it all goes back to addressing adverse childhood experiences. And there's been a lot of research on that. And so many of us have faced adversities in our life or faced traumas. And if you have some protective factors like faith and family and some of those supports, you can a lot of times address and overcome those. But when you don't have the advantage of having those supports, it's much harder to recover. And so that's really the spirit of Cane River and coming together to meet those needs in a variety of ways. And so we have grown a lot, continue to look for ways to serve the community. So this event, again, is a way to provide support and funding for some of those free services that we offer, as well as support the kids and their needs. So right now, specifically, we have been looking for ways to replace some of our equipment. We've been at the residential home for about 20 years, and our commercial stove is just on its last leg. Mm-hmm. We did some research and looked back to see how many kids had learned to cook on that stove, and it's like 600 kids over the last 20 years. And we serve three meals a day to 20 people, so right now, it's kind of, there's one burner that's working. The oven doors are held together by a bungee cord. Nothing we're proud of, but, you know, we made it work. And so we're looking specifically for ways to replenish this commercial kitchen equipment because it is 20 years old. And we're looking for that in different ways to fundraise. And then also for the child advocacy program, which we have some grant funding for. Currently, we're looking for another grant to help with some of the kitchen equipment. So it could be that we even are able to double people's investment through this grant. And we're waiting to hear, but we've heard that there's great potential that might be approved. So we're looking forward to finding out, and that will be a great Christmas gift in itself.
So how do folks, if they wanted to just contribute to you directly, how do they financially contribute to you?
You can go to the web, caneriverchildren.org, and connect there. We're putting up a place where you can click and donate through a PayPal kind of service. We've also had some Facebook fundraisers out, and the public's been really supportive of that. And then they can also just call the agency. That's 318-352-9349. If you're not computer savvy and you just want to talk to a friendly person, there's somebody there that can help you.
And if they don't have the financial means, but they want to volunteer or donate some other kind of service, what are the things that you need?
Actually, they could call that same number, and we have all kinds of programs where you can be a mentor. You have to go through a background check and you know, do some qualification kind of things and orientation training, but we're always looking for positive mentors, sponsor families to sponsor a child, to provide a place where they can go visit during the holidays, or, you know, just have a positive adult that they can call and reach out to. We have programs throughout the year in the summer where we have a summer enrichment program and do swimming lessons and sewing lessons and crafting and dancing and all those kind of things that young people are interested in. We're always also looking for, you know, small gift certificates that we can use as behavior rewards for the kids. So, you know, in $10 increments, those are helpful. I mean, there is just a vast array of ways people can help. So if they call that number, 318-352-9349, there'll be somebody there who can point them in the right direction and see what their strengths are and what they have to offer and how we can make a fit out of that.
Sounds like an excellent opportunity for some high school and college service organizations to get involved with as well, you know, and support your community and help these kids out.
And I want to give a shout out to NSU because during their homecoming events, the kids did a penny wars, and they came up with $900 to donate toward our kitchen appliance replacements. And it was just phenomenal that they could have some fun and earn some money and give to a great cause and make a difference in somebody's life.
A great opportunity for people who really want to get involved, but they, you know, they may not have the finances, but they got the time, they got the energy, they got the muscle, they've got the mindset, you know.
Absolutely. Partnerships make all the difference. Teamwork makes the dream work.
What is a penny war?
They just collect all kinds of coins and change, and they challenge each other.
Oh, okay.
So the different housing units at NSU came together and did that during homecoming week.
So kind of competitive, who can raise the most pennies and coins. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, do you have any final thoughts you want to share with folks?
We just want to invite everyone out. This is your concert. This is for everyone, and you know, in the Natchitoches community, and also everywhere around. You know, come from Coushatta, come from Winfield, come down from Shreveport. We would love to see you. It's from 6 till 8 in the Treen Auditorium on the LSMSA campus, which is right as you enter the Kaspari entrance onto the NSU campus, and It's just, it's a free concert, but also we're going to have a box there. So if you have some canned goods or, you know, some things that the kids might be able to use. Jennifer, what do you think the girls would like most?
Oh, games.
Oh, yeah.
Food. Teenagers love to eat. CDs, videos, family kind of things, stuff that you would want to put for your child around the tree, because we have all kinds of ages from 11 to 21 and then beyond in the community for some of our child advocacy programs. So like you said earlier, a wing and a prayer. If you can get on the wing and get there for the concert, we'd love to see that. Yep. A lot of support for those who are performing is awesome. And then if your heart is moved, if you can't come that night, you know, send out a prayer, some support. You know, maybe you'll be moved to be that one who makes a difference and has been blessed in life to be able to contribute to this cause. It's a great organization, a great ministry to the young people that we serve and their families. And it makes a difference to all of us in the larger picture of life as children and families recover from traumas and make the most of who they can be.
I want to thank both of you for coming up today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That was Shane Rasmussen, director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an associate professor at Northwestern State University, along with Jennifer Carley, the CEO for Cane River Children's Services. And they join me in our Knoll Foundation studios to discuss the 10th annual Natchitoches NSU Multicultural Christmas, which takes place tomorrow night at 6 p.m. in Treen Auditorium at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and Arts. For more information, you can call 318-357-4332. That's 318-357-4332. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.